invite you this morning to turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and we're just going to be covering one verse this morning, verse 2. Hebrews 13, verse 2. As we think about what we're going through here recently, last week I sort of started a new series, a just very short series on being a welcoming and deepening community as a church. And this is really coming out of our desire as a church to grow in these areas, to grow in being more welcoming to newcomers and being a church that deepens in its relationships with one another. And as we think about last Sunday, I preached out of James 2, and I showed how we're to welcome all kinds of people, no matter what they look like as they walk in the doors. But today I wanted to sort of continue that idea of being a welcoming community by talking about hospitality. Now, as you think about hospitality, what exactly does it mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it defines it as the friendly reception and treatment of guests or strangers. So you could put it another way, it's really a love shown in a practical way, most often through food or lodging or drink or provision. And so it's sort of providing in love for someone else, you could say. For many years, Dr. Francis Schaeffer and his wife Edith ran a house of Christian hospitality and study in Switzerland, and it was called L'Abri, which means shelter. And so they opened up their homes to and their hearts to hundreds of people over the years who were seeking truth and seeking biblical answers to life's challenges. And in her book, What is a Family?, Edith offers this counsel. She said, every Christian home is meant to have a door that swings open. Could that be said of our homes? Could that be said of our church? Are we a hospitable bunch? Let's read Hebrews 13, verse 2 to see what God's word says. It says this, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Many modern-day Christians do not realize that in the Bible there is a big emphasis on hospitality. I think about Job, and there's this one verse in Job where he says, the sojourner has not lodged in the street. I have opened my doors to the traveler. I think about, especially in the Old Testament time, hospitality was very important. Because you think about in that day and age, inns were not as common, and when they were found, it was usually sort of a shady place, right? A place that many people didn't really want to go to, and it really wasn't the safest place. And so back then, hospitality to traveling people, to traveling strangers, was so important that it actually became sort of a custom, and it actually became so important that it became sort of the duty that people knew they should do for other people. And you see that through different stories in the Old Testament where someone is taking someone into their home as they're sitting with no place to stay, maybe in the center of the city or something like that, and someone approaches them and offers for them to stay at their home. And you think about Jesus. He was often a recipient of hospitality as he was eat in people's houses and place and things like that. And so nowadays, it's a little bit different, right? We have more available places for people to stay, and we even have a hospitality industry. But amidst that, Christians, we are called still to show hospitality to others. As we see God, he commands us, he instructs us to do it here. And so as we think about this passage, I am completely aware that this instruction is primarily to us as Christians to have hospitality in our homes. But I also believe that this can apply to us as the church body. As we think about the church, it's called a family. Well, if you think about where is our family gathering place, it is here, right? This is sort of, you could say, our home, a family gathering place. And so as we think about even applying it to us, we should think about how are we as a church? Are we hospitable? Are we showing hospitality to those who walk in these doors? And so as we think about this verse, what do we see about hospitality? Number one, hospitality... I think I'm missing number one, but that's all right. Number one is hospitality flows out of love for others. Hospitality flows out of love for others. So it is no coincidence that the verse right before this one is about love. Verse 1, let brotherly love continue. And then it goes on right into verse 2, do not neglect to show hospitality. Right? And so you see love and hospitality, they'll go hand in hand. You can't separate them. I think about even in 1 Peter, where he talks about hospitality, the verse right before talks about love. And so it's interesting here that two different places where it talks about hospitality, love is mentioned right before. Listen to the similarity in 1 Peter. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. And so there it is once again. Love commanded in one verse, next verse immediately after, hospitality commanded. In 3 John, John commends his readers for showing hospitality to these strangers, these men who were visiting, and he says that these men testified to your love before the church. So as you can see, hospitality actually flows out of love for other people. Why else would many people show it? In such a way. Because really, inherent in hospitality is love. It's sort of inherent in it. Now, certainly people can do it with the wrong motives. Of course, we can pretty much do anything with the wrong motives. But generally, those who are hospitable, they are loving, right? They're loving people. I think about when Jesus, he's talking about loving your neighbor, and he gives the story of the Good Samaritan, right? And then most people know the story of the Good Samaritan. And so this Good Samaritan, he sees this person in need, and he binds up his wounds, and he brings him to an inn, and he takes care of him. And in a way, this man, this Good Samaritan, was showing hospitality to this stranger. And Jesus says that this is a prime example. He's showing us, that is, that this is a prime example of loving your neighbor. Again, hospitality and love are linked. Right, they are, and you see it's really hospitality that flows out of love for your neighbor. As you think about hospitality, it's loving because it takes sacrifice. It takes sacrifice of your time, of your money, of your resources for another person. It takes the intentionality of actually thinking about them and caring for them and then doing it. So just think of just the simple idea of having someone over at your house for dinner as a case study. It takes love to invite someone over for dinner, right? And so you see love displayed because you're thinking about that person, you're caring about them, and you want to spend time with them. It takes love because you're spending money and you're thinking and making food for them or buying food for them. And typically you clean up your house at least a little bit before someone comes over, and so there's more time spent in love. And so you see inherent in hospitality is love. So that what happens is as we are Christians, is as our love is actually growing more and more, our hospitality grows more. We grow more into that. Because as Christians, we should want to grow in our love. And one way that we can show we're more loving is being more hospitable. And I want you to reflect upon your own heart and your own life. Are you showing the love of hospitality? Do you regularly invite people over to your home? And it doesn't always have to be a meal and things like that. You could just, hey, come over and let's spend time together. And some people, you know, they use the excuse that their home or apartment isn't really set up for hospitality. Maybe it's really small. But the Bible isn't requiring you to provide for an army of people. It doesn't say only for an army of people or do it for an army of people. What about just one person? You know, one person, invite them over and spend time with them. But we should also apply as a church. Do we show the love of hospitality to people who come in here? Do they feel our welcoming love as they walk through the doors. May our love for people grow more and more so that hospitality becomes this regular occurrence. It becomes sort of the culture here is hospitality. John 13:35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." And so love is this prime character trait that Jesus' disciples will show and are going to show. And so we should constantly be evaluating, am I being loving? In what ways can I be more loving? And one of those avenues of love should be hospitality, being hospitable to people. So may we not neglect it. And that's really what the verse says. Number two, hospitality is not to be neglected. As in our busy lives, it's easy to neglect a certain task, right? A certain to-do, a certain project. You know, maybe I think we all have that certain task where it's always on our to-do list, but it always gets kicked down to the bottom of our to-do list because it's one of those where it's like, it's not urgent. I know it needs to be done, but things are always, you know, more priority in our minds. And so it kind of gets kicked to the curb, so to say, every time. And unfortunately, though, hospitality is one of those things that gets neglected in some Christians' lives. And that's why the author of Hebrews calls us to not neglect it, because there's a tendency to neglect it, right? If he has to say, do not neglect to show hospitality, it's showing it's very easy to neglect it, right? It's very possible to neglect it. But as you think about it, why is it so easy to neglect it? Well, sort of what I talked about a little bit earlier, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes intentionality and sacrifice. I think about what Peter said about hospitality. He had to say, show hospitality without grumbling, because it's easy to grumble about it. It's not the most pleasant thing to do all the time, because it does take that sacrifice of your comforts and your energy and your resources and your time and all of those things, right? You need to do certain things. You often need to clean up the house a little bit. You need to get things together. You need to go to the grocery store. You need to maybe do laundry or make your beds and do all of these things and spend time with people. And it can be easy to start to grumble about it. And sometimes we grumble about it because the person that you have over isn't the most pleasant to be with, right? And so some of these things can lead to grumbling in us. And Peter knows that. It's not always easy to be hospitable. You know, even some people may overstay their welcome, right? And you have that, but love drives grumble-free hospitality. And so the Bible says, do not neglect it. And as I just mentioned, neglecting hospitality may come because of those hard parts that come along with it, being burdened with some of these things that you have to do, but there's another reason why it may be neglected, and the other reason may be you simply overlook it. You're simply inattentive to the need to do it. And so for some people, it's not that you don't want to show hospitality, it's just that you keep neglecting to even think about it. You don't think about it. It's not on your mind regularly, and so you don't do it. But the Bible says the same to you, do not neglect to show hospitality. Meaning, put it in your mind. Intentionally do it. Now, there's some here today who may even say, you know, I don't have the gift of hospitality. I know that person has the gift of hospitality, but I feel like I don't have that gift. But the writer of Hebrews doesn't say only those with the gift of hospitality. No, he is saying this to every Christian. Of course, some are better than others. Some of us, it comes more easily. It comes, you know, it sort of just kind of flows, but none of us are allowed to neglect it. I think about even Romans 12:13, it says, seek to show hospitality. And that word seek is really this idea of pursuing, strive after, meaning it's going to take effort. You have to take effort to show hospitality. Hospitality cannot be taken lightly. because it can easily just be thrown to the wayside, right? It can easily be like on that thing on your to-do list where it always gets kicked to the bottom, right? And every week it's kicked to the bottom of your to-do list. We can often come up with more important things that we think are more important, but we need to stick it in our minds that the Bible is showing us this. Hospitality is important. It's important. In fact, it reflects God's character. Did you know that? Hospitality reflects God's character. I think about one of Jesus' parables, and it has God described as this man who has this great banquet, right? And he invites and compels so many people to come in so that the house will be full. And so you have this image of God, this hospitable host who throws a banquet, and he wants more and more people to come in, and he wants to provide this rich and lavish feast. And so it is reflecting God's character. Hospitality is important. Do not neglect it. Do not keep making excuses and push it to the side, saying another time, another time, another time. Do not let it continually slide to the end of your to-do list, but bring it back up where God wants it in your life. And so maybe that means this week is just sitting down, and when you think about and when you are planning your schedule, then integrate hospitality into it. And it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It could just be like, hey, let's plan on just one meal this week or one meal every other week, or we're going to do this or do that. We're going to plan something. And this is a reminder, too, as a church, let's not neglect being hospitable either. But there's something else here in Hebrews 13, too, and it's this. Hospitality is to be shown to people you don't know. If you notice, the verse says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. I think about a word that is thrown around a lot nowadays, and it's xenophobia. You ever hear that? Xenophobia. And it's the fear of strangers. And that word is attached as a label to so many people, right? Just everybody. They just attach it to everybody, it seems like. But I typed in xenophobia into a search engine to see how often, here recently, it's been in news articles. And then so I did that. And it was like article after article was using this term. And they're using it for other people. Well, as we think about the Greek word that's used here, it's the opposite of xenophobia. It's the Greek word philoxenia. Philoxenia. And so it means love of strangers, right? You think about Philadelphia, right? The philo is that love, philoxenia. And so we see that this verse is telling us to show love to strangers. Show love to people you don't know. People don't know you don't know well. One theological dictionary said this of hospitality. It said, strangeness produces mutual tension between natives and foreigners, but hospitality overcomes the tension and makes of the alien a friend. It's showing that hospitality towards someone you don't know is like treating that stranger as a friend. You're treating them with the love as if you would love a friend. You're caring for them. You're providing for them. You're loving them, even though you don't really know them well. Think of Deuteronomy 10. It tells us of God's character. He loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. And so when we show love to strangers, we're reflecting God's character. And we're reflecting that we are really sojourners and strangers in this world. We're exiles in this world, pilgrims. So as you think about when we think about strangers, our natural tendency is to sort of avoid them, sort of neglect the person that we know that we don't know, because you know we often live with that stranger danger mentality. You remember that phrase, stranger danger, and we often have that mentality. And you think about when we're told as kids not to talk to strangers, which is probably a safe instruction for kids, but for adult Christians, not talking to strangers is wrong. We are to love strangers. If we don't talk to any stranger, that's not good. We should show love to all people. Right? We must understand God commands us to show hospitality to strangers. Meaning it's not optional. It's not, oh, if you feel up to it. It says, do not neglect to show hospitality to who? To strangers. We have to show love to people we meet, even people we don't know. And so this means, as we think about us as a church, how should we be acting? How can we show this hospitable love to people we don't know? It means we show we are active in loving people, no matter who they are, no matter if they walked in these doors. We show love to people. We make them feel welcome, and we make them show that we love them. Even though we don't know them, right, they can tell that, wow, these people love other people. And so we don't avoid them. We don't neglect them. But we need to obey this verse. And so everyone who comes in these doors, they should not feel neglected. They should feel known, acknowledged, and treated with love. It means we welcome them, are friendly, we make an effort to greet them, we show that we're interested in them. You could invite them out to lunch after church to get to know them, invite them over to your house to get to know them for lunch, and it would be such an impactful thing for anyone new who comes in that they can be welcomed and even possibly invited somewhere for lunch. And even if they don't choose to, and that's, of course, that's up to them, they know that they care. They love. They wanted to know me. They wanted to greet me, and they cared, and they wanted to provide for me. It could even be if we have a fellowship lunch downstairs or some other event, you say, hey, we have a lunch downstairs after the service. Did you want to go? I'll be down there. You can sit next to me, right? These are ways that help people feel welcome and invited and involved, and explain the details. Make sure you explain the details. Sometimes we get in our minds that, oh, we know these things, but we don't put ourselves in their shoes. They don't know the details, right? They need to be told the details. Tell them if they have any questions about a church. You'd love to answer them. And even if you don't know the answers, that you'll find the answers asked by asking someone. These are just practical ways that even we as a church can show hospitable love, that we can be and show hospitality to strangers. Right? It's intentionally showing love and care, that we want to make you feel welcome. We want to help you. We want to provide for you in ways, maybe it's lunch or this or that. We want to show you love. And this is even a great way of connecting visitors into the church. If they don't have a church home, this is a way to sort of, they can get to know the church, get to know the people, right? And it's a way too often, as I said, we sort of think in our own minds of what we know. But think about, what do they not know? Right? What don't they know? Do they know where the bathroom is? If they don't, tell them where the bathroom is. Do they have a baby? Do they know where the nursery is? Right? Some of these things we don't think about. But think about, if I was new, what would I want to know? I would often ask, where's the nursery? If I have kids, where's the bathroom? Where's the information? Where's the bulletin? These are some of the things that we need to be thinking about. Simple, yet impactful, right? Ways to show love, hospitality. But will we do them? Or will we neglect this instruction of God? Hospitality is to be shown to people you don't know. Do you do that here in the church? Do you do that in your homes? The final thing we see in this verse is number 4. Hospitality can bring unexpected blessings. It can bring unexpected blessings. You see there in the second part of verse 2. Well, I'll read the whole verse. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting to me. The Bible is making a point that some people have actually shown hospitality to angels and they didn't know it. That's what it's saying. Right? And you look through at examples in Scripture and you look for examples in Scriptures. Okay, when did this happen? And you think of Gideon sort of did it. He provided this a young goat and unleavened cakes, yet it seems as though Gideon had an idea that this was angel or someone special. You think about Lot, and he showed hospitality to angels that come to Sodom, and he's like, hey, stay with me. But then that story, it ends very badly, right? So that's not probably the prime example that the author of Hebrews is talking about, though he did show hospitality. And so the most likely one is probably Abraham, right? Abraham in Genesis 18. You remember he is there, and he looks up, and he sees these three men standing there. And so he runs out to them, and he bows down, and he invites them to rest and eat. And what does he do? He quickly runs to Sarah, and he's like, quick, make bread. And then he goes and gets someone to prepare a calf, and he gets curds and milk and brings that. And so they start eating, and he's even just standing there to the side, sort of showing them honor and respect. Like, hey, you guys, you're my guests, eat, and I don't even have to eat. And that is hospitality to strangers. They're just these random guys that he sees, and he insists on them staying. He provides this hearty meal. I mean, a calf prepared. I mean, that would be a big deal. And he did it quickly. He let them eat while he stood to the side. And then what do we find about these three men? They're really strangers to Abraham, but one of them seems to be a theophany of God, and the other two are angels. The other two are angels that actually go then to Lot. But Abraham then gets this special blessing. You remember this special blessing? As one of the guys promises, and he's the Lord, he promises that Sarah will have a son by that time next year. So unbeknownst to Abraham, he had entertained angels, and what a blessing he found when he did so. And so this is really what the author is primarily pointing us to and encouraging and motivating us with, is in order to help us to be hospitable to strangers, is this: you never know who you are welcoming. You never know who you would be welcoming. It could very well be someone very surprising. That's what he's saying. And that's what he's using to encourage us. And so this verse seems to imply that we could actually be hospitable to angels. But the truth is, you wouldn't even know about it, right? You would do it unaware, right? And so you wouldn't even know about it if you were doing it. But the principle is that even by doing this, by showing this love, that you could experience this unexpected blessing from unexpected people. When we do this love, we can experience unexpected blessing from unexpected people. And so Abraham, he's just very kind, and he's treating these visitors with love. And here it is that they're revealed as angels, and he got a great blessing from the encounter. And so also we show hospitality towards strangers, and we could very well experience unexpected blessings. Now, we don't do this in order to just get, right? This is my sole motivation, is this only to get? No, that's not what we do. But rather, we realize that we are simply to show love and be hospitable with people and know that God will bring the blessing in His way and in His time. And the truth is, the Bible shows us that even if we don't experience a blessing now, God will, and He does promise to bless our hospitality in the future. I want you to just listen to Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. And so the truth is, we just remain faithful. We just remain generous with people, and we leave the results up to the Lord. We don't know who exactly that is, even that if they're a stranger, who exactly it is that we're being hospitable to, but we just show love. And so it really comes down to this: as Christians, right? As Christians, we're to be people who just overflow with such loving, regular hospitality that we aren't even always aware of who we're caring for, because we're just treating all kinds of people with love. Jesus even makes this amazing point in the book of Matthew that welcoming strangers who are Christians is actually seen as welcoming Him. It's actually seen as welcoming Him. And by doing so, we reveal that we love Christ, that we belong to Him. And so, fellow brother and sister in Christ, let's be generously hospitable to people. And you never know what God will do through just these simple acts of loving hospitality. Maybe that person that you have over will become a pillar in our church someday, and you played a role, you played a part in making them feel welcome as they came to our church. Maybe that person becomes an encouragement to you. Maybe they somehow open up a door, right? Maybe that person you have over is just so impacted by their love that it sort of plants a seed that they're like, oh, I want to learn more about the Bible and what's this thing about Jesus, and they become a Christian as a result. Hospitality can bring unexpected blessings, but we must be willing to show it to unfamiliar people. And so let's show hospitable love and let's see what God will do. And so this one verse in Hebrews shows us that our homes and church should overflow with hospitality towards guests. Our homes and church should just overflow with hospitality towards guests. If you remember, we did a recent survey of our church, and there was this one specific question that we asked, which relates to what we're talking about this morning. And we asked something like this: how many times have you invited a new person to do something outside of church in the past year? So how many times have you invited a new person to do something outside of church in the past year? And the survey result was that 56% of people who responded have not invited a new person to do something outside of church in the last year. 56% of people. And it just goes to show we definitely have room to grow, right? We definitely have room to grow, don't we? Some of us are great at this. Some of us need to grow. All of us, myself included, needed to get better at this. But just imagine, I just want you to imagine, just dream with me, the difference it would make if every single person who walked through these doors felt the welcoming, hospitable love of our church body. That they were invited regularly, that they were felt like they were cared about, they were connected with, they felt like we wanted to get to know them and not just say hi or things like that. And just imagine that. Because often it's that kind of connection you make with someone that makes them feel welcome, makes them want to stay here possibly and get connected. Is wow, they're loving, and wow, I'm starting to know this person a little bit who's at this church, and it often makes them want to stay. Not always, but often it does. And yet we don't just do this just to merely get more people, but it's really an overflow of our love, an overflow of our love for others. Our love should boil over into hospitality so that our homes and our church becomes a place where people feel welcome. A place that people feel like this is a shelter of love and welcoming, that, wow, people, they make you feel loved here and known and acknowledged and not just neglected and pushed to the side and not want to get to know you, but man, they're a welcoming group. They're a hospitable group. Wouldn't it be so great if hospitality was just so ingrained into our church culture here that it just became a normal thing, a regular occurrence, that it became actually so normal that for someone to not do it was abnormal? That would be great if it was that, our culture here. And of course, that takes time, but that takes intentionality of we have to put this on our minds that we need to be this way. And we all have different situations, right? And so, yeah, you can think through the week. It doesn't have to be Sunday afternoon. But as I think, hey, can I have someone over this day? Or maybe it's a Saturday when you're more free. Or maybe it's just for breakfast in the morning. Or whatever it may be, it can be very creative. It doesn't have to be, okay, cookie cutter, it has to be that. But it can be creative, and we can be hospitable in different ways, right? And you, maybe it's a bonfire. Hey, let's come over this. And whatever it may be, we can be hospitable towards other people. In that way, we'd be following the Lord's command here because we wouldn't be neglecting to show hospitality. And so in this way, even the simple way, as hospitality, we are actually demonstrating the love of Christ. We are demonstrating the love of Christ who loves us, who loved us first. Because you think about Christ, He is the perfect host. He is the perfect host who invites sinners to a lavish feast of grace and blessing. We even get to experience that this morning as we think about the Lord's table, as He has invited us in to commune with Him. But He also promises to someday in His kingdom He will eat and drink with us in person. He is the true hospitable one. And He has provided us with everything that we need, every spiritual blessing, especially forgiveness and eternal life through His shed blood on the cross. And so, as Romans 15:7 says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are certainly challenged and reminded of this need to show hospitality, and I pray that you would help us as a church, help us as individual Christians to keep this in mind, help us not to neglect this. But I pray that we would grow more and more in our hospitable love towards other people. Lord, there's different creative ways, and we have all different situations, and so these things can look a little bit differently for each of us. But I pray that we would be intentionally keeping in mind ways that we can show hospitality to other people. Lord, help us not to simply avoid people and people we don't know and only do this with people we do know, but even newer people, even people we don't know. Lord, that we would just be so loving that it just sort of overflows into love for all people. And I pray that you would help us to do this. And I pray that you would sustain us and just provide for our needs as we provide for other people in these ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We pray that you were encouraged by the sermon today. This sermon was preached at First Baptist Church of Clearfield, Pennsylvania. If you'd like more information about our church, you can visit our website at fbcclearfield.com. May God grant you grace and peace as you look to Him today.